Yo, this is Dan. The following podcast is by far my favorite one we've ever recorded. I thought that it just turned out great. However, the beginning of it is just magnificently boring. So you gotta wait through, I don't know, like 20, 30 minutes of us just struggling to find something interesting to talk about. It was a slow news week, whatever. But just bear through it. Try not to do anything rash out of sheer boredom. And it will get better, I promise. So, enjoy.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Welcome to the Crooked Podcast. I'm Dan Woolman, and with me today, Scotty Shook.
What's up? How's it going?
And Stephen Roth, making a special guest appearance.
That's right.
So, another week. What's new?
Memorial Day tomorrow.
Yeah, we got the day off.
Paid.
Got any plans?
No. Do you have any plans?
No, neither do I.
You guys are lame.
You don't have any plans either.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean I can't say you're lame.
We are lame.
Whatever.
But at least we got a podcast that no one listens to.
I'm going to drink until I piss on myself. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely drinking day. At least today is. I know I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you usually drink on days before? You don't even drink that much.
I don't drink that often. I drink a lot occasionally.
You drink a lot occasionally, but you don't drink a little a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the summer, I like having a beer after work or something like that. You know, a hot day, just chilling and having a beer. But other than that, I'm not really much of a casual drinker.
I am. I drink every day. Fuck it.
I need to stop slamming my cup down on this thing. Yeah, no more slamming your cup.
Or a beer bottle.
So,
nobody can hear you back there.
Trying to talk to us. We already died. We're only like 4 minutes in.
It's been a slow news week.
That's not true. I have like 6 girls texting me. That's good news.
Let's talk about that,
like,
Steve.
You mean like world news, or
let's talk about you and your harem of bitches. I think Kat even listens to this. So let's talk about it.
A harem? I like that word.
A harem.
How many women are you actually sleeping with out of that set?
Oh, none. Well, yeah. One I have in the past, and the others I have had opportunities to, except for one's in Texas.
One of them desperately wants his cock, but he will not give it up.
What are the attractive levels on these women?
Well, Carrie is...
1 to 10 them. Like, go through it. 1 to 10 them.
Carrie's probably... Like, I guess it would depend on the alcoholic consumption and...
1 to 10. You got 7 here to go. Come on, is she a 5?
You want to give them fake names so they don't know which ones you're talking about if they do listen?
I don't care. What, do you want to give them fake names so you're more comfortable with
it? I'm not the one doing the...
Look, I'm not even sure Carrie's even on the internet, so I don't know. Whatever, but Kat knows her, so. Let's see, Carrie's probably around a 7, I guess.
Yeah, that's not bad. 7's a good start.
Kat, I really hadn't thought about it too much, but I guess she'd probably be around the same. I don't give out high marks very often.
Yeah, 7's a pretty high mark just a random...
That's rarefied air. Cindy, she is an old high school girlfriend that I had, and we kind of reconnected last year. And we're kind of going back and forth, had a semi-relationship, but she lives in Oregon, so it kind of didn't work out.
She dropped her worthless fiance for this guy right here.
Yes, she did.
But she didn't move here?
Uh-uh. She wanted to, but I didn't want her to move in with me.
Yeah.
So I said, if you move over here, you're going to have to get your own place, and then, you know, we'll work shit out.
That's how it should. I mean, you should start out that way.
Yeah, because you just don't rush into a relationship, and then find out a few months later that you... fucking hate the people, and then you're stuck.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's just the worst situation to be in.
It really is.
And like you're in a house and you don't want to leave really, but the only thing you can do is go in the other room and be mad there, and then that's it,
Exactly. Especially when one gives up everything to come and be with them. So really, they're forced to make it work.
And not to mention the fact that you both have like a dozen kids.
Dude, all right,
That
I
would
have
be
three, she has two, okay? I
it's a
mean, I don't
story
have mine.
of a lovely lady.
I don't have mine all the time, but she does
But
have hers all
regardless
the
that it's not quite
time.
a dozen, it's pretty damn close as far as
It's
I'm concerned. But
almost half a dozen.
yeah, well, okay, whatever. But
Hey,
still, in
look,
your
we like to
apartment,
fuck, all right? Is there anything wrong with that?
in your apartment, that many kids would
Well,
be.
obviously, we'd have to get a bigger place, and that was something else, too. See, there was just a lot of things that didn't work out.
Okay, so that's two of them. You
That's
said you
three.
had
That's three.
three, so how
Three.
many?
Carrie, Kat, and Cindy.
Cindy. Okay, what was Cindy?
She's a bigger girl, but she's really, really pretty and got some huge fucking tits.
So
So
six,
I'm probably a seven.
a 7-2. Wow. Oh, it's perfect. Really, like that is good. Like
Well,
that.
this was his huge fucking tits right here.
Yeah, I'll just have
So
to
it's
pump
a
it, but
little
like that's you, and you get excited. You're leading
bit.
so far forward.
And then I guess there's Maggie, and she lives in Texas.
So how many live around here?
Kat, Carrie, and I think that's it.
Nice. So
Maggie's a hottie for sure. She's probably like an 8.5.
that's good.
Yeah,
Big old titties on
she's
that one
got big
too.
old titties too. She's got a nice pussy too.
Nice. So,
And she wants my cock.
where does she live?
Texas, though. Yeah, it sucks. But whatever, it's nice. I can talk to him.
Well, that's a nice
And his
place.
cousin.
Nice
Does
place.
that
Oh,
count?
yeah.
Yeah, there's Jocelyn. She wants everybody's cock, though.
That's, dude, why do you gotta go and do her dirty like that? That ain't
Well,
right.
it's a fact.
No, it isn't.
She'd tell you the same thing.
No, she likes cock, but she
Yeah,
doesn't want everybody's cock.
well, if you have a cock and you show it to her, then she'd probably want
Wow.
it.
Alrighty then.
You disagree with that?
I thought I was special, but whatever. Why you gotta go burst my bubble like that? You're a dick.
It happens every time we go out.
What, that she wants my dick? I know.
Wants a dick.
Oh, well, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
How many times do you guys go out?
Not very often.
Few times a year, really.
Yeah. Once every month or a couple months or so.
But she's moving, so we're gonna have to go out again, and like, I'll get pissy drunk, and then
Yeah, when's she
that'll probably
leaving?
be the last time,
Next month?
end of June.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, you got some Dark Tower news?
I do have Dark Tower news.
What's the Dark Tower news?
There's just been an update. We have now been notified on some guaranteed shit about if it's gonna keep going or not.
Did we ever talk about them? Like IMDb had Norman Reedus
That got taken off.
as, yeah,
Yeah.
but the fact that IMDb put it up there, it wasn't just a rumor. It
People
was.
keep posting like IMDb shit about the movie on like Facebook or different like blogs and shit. It's like, why are you even referring to IMDb?
I'm glad that that got cleared up as not happening, because he's not a good actor,
All right, so
and he looks really old.
yeah.
this is Cinéblend, but then there's also an article in Entertainment Weekly that I have too, but I like the way this one puts it.
So go back a little bit and tell us what happened, because I don't think we talked about this whole power shift thing that happened
All
with
right,
the movie.
let me go to it real quick. It all started with Universal, who owns. Tell me what. Well, you just about sprung that article on me. I didn't have that one ready to go.
Well, I thought you could just like sum it up without reading from an article.
I forget who the other company is, though, that
Oh.
bought Universal. I'm
Is
trying
it
to
a
remember
major
that. Yeah, it's
studio?
huge. Yeah, they bought.
A new line?
Okay.
You mean just start naming some off, see if you can figure it out, or are you just gonna
Do it in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Warner
Now,
Brothers, New Line, 21st, or was it Fox?
okay.
Sony?
May never even begin as Universal Pictures, NBC, and Howard's Imagine Entertainment try to come to terms on how much it should cost, who pays for it, and what they'll likely get in return. For weeks, I've heard that the studio were working it out, but yesterday it looked pessimistic turn they may not. So it sounds like Universal bought out Imagine Entertainment, and in that power shift right there, Universal reevaluated the series and decided that they might want to opt out and put it in turnover, and that's where another company has an option to be able to buy it. But if that other company buys it, they have to pay for all of the shit that happened, all of the work that's already gone into the movie, even though if that's not the way they want to go with the movie. Let's say some other company bought it and they wanted to change directors, change actors and all that shit. They would still have to have paid Ron Howard's bill for all this time. You know, everything that's gone into trying to get Javier Bardem, all the production work was supposed to start in September.
That just sounds overcomplicated.
Yeah.
So Universal is really the one that dropped the ball here, and Imagine just got caught up in this. So what's happening now is that Ron Howard has pretty much confirmed in Entertainment Weekly that it is going. It's just not going to go as fast as they thought. It's going to bump back like a year. It sounds like they're gonna know a lot more next spring. And at the end of this summer, they're going to know for 100% sure if they have the green light to just go on everything. So he said at the end of the summer, they'll know. And he said Javier Bardem hasn't even signed on for sure. That's not even a guarantee yet that they have Javier.
Yeah.
He's been really excited about it, and that's pretty much the person they've gone for the most. So if that could totally fall out too.
I still think Timothy Olyphant would make a better Roland.
He's in like everything though. I mean, it's probably be a scheduling conflict, and he's probably getting expensive.
The
now.
Dude from that show,
Justified. Justified.
Yeah, he was just on The Office. Like the guy's all over the place.
Yeah, he is too. He was just on. He's been doing tons of movies, and he's in like every other show and everything. So.
I don't know. I like Javier. I think he's fucking badass. I think he'd be a good Roland. I'm more worried about Eddie and Susanna and Jake. I think they're going to pick a good fucking Roland.
Have they said anything about who they're going to cast for Jake?
They said the kid from The Mist. I forget his name, but he was the kid all the way through, the one that kills at the end of that shit.
Good, just spoiled the fucking movie, dude.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen The Mist, spoiler alert.
A little late, yeah. You might want to say that beforehand.
I could cut it out. What else do we want to talk about? What are you
saying? You know what, now that I think about it, you might want to cut out their names.
Nope.
Too late. I'm going to tell them to listen to it, too.
What's that?
I'm going to give them a listen to it,
too. You gave him good ratings. You didn't say anything revealing, really.
Oh, I'm just looking at movie news here.
Any good movie news?
I'm not finding anything.
You are... Okay. It's time for...
Douchebag
of the Week. And it's pretty early for that. Look at that. We haven't even gone very long. We're already... starting on the douchebag.
I know,
like,
it's whatever.
I do like this douchebag, though. This guy is pretty fucking awesome. So...
Steve, you watched Thor in 3D at the IMAX yesterday?
No, it wasn't at the IMAX, but I did see it in 3D.
Was it better in 3D?
Well, was it better, or was it $3 better? No.
No? You would not recommend the 3D?
No, it's just because 3D is so lame. I mean, it's like not everything is in 3D, and the only movie that I've ever seen that was done right in 3D was Avatar, and that was it.
That's because it was not even like a real movie. It was made to be the entire thing. Like every single thing in that movie was made to be seen in 3D.
And then everything after that is like, oh, well, shit, Avatar did so awesome in 3D. We're just going to make everything 3D now.
Now, do you remember... when we're walking in the Sea Thor in glorious 2D, how you and James raised such a fucking stink about the fact that we weren't watching it.
Do you know why we do that shit, Dan? Just to piss you off.
Just to bitch and moan like old ladies.
Oh my god, dude. Bitch and moan. This comes from the guy who has a problem with everything.
I don't have a problem.
Everything. You have an opinion on what kind of damn toilet paper I have.
I do. It's too thick.
See,
I'm used to using the cheap stuff at work. Hey, so when
look,
I go to wipe my ass,
thick.
No. When I go to use your toilet paper, I pull off way too much, and I have like a ball that's big enough to wipe an elephant's ass.
And you haven't learned by now? You're at my house like every day.
I don't shit every day there.
It just proves my point. You have an opinion about everything. All right? So half the time when I say shit like that, it's to get in you, to get under your skin, just to get you all pissy, and then so I can laugh at you. Because that's what I do.
But really, I'm laughing at you because your arguments are
so...
Yes,
you and your army of one.
Weak.
Weak.
You're just comfortable about, like, not really agreeing with everybody all the
I
time.
Am.
You're contrary you've, like, come just to be contrary, all right?
That is true. I do like to argue. I argue for the sake of arguing. I get it from my dad. You know my dad.
Yes, I do.
I like that you've come to terms with that, though, and you're willing to admit it and accept the fact that...
That, yes, you will have an opinion and argue about everything, even if you know what the other person is saying is true.
And you're not afraid to just be like, no, that's stupid. No, I hate that. Like, I'll be like, dude, did you fucking see? And you'll be like, dude, that's fucking stupid.
Well, if you're talking about movies, I don't need to see a movie to know when it's going to suck.
Well, sometimes you're surprised, but most
occasionally, like The Mechanic. I like that a lot more than I thought I would. But most of the time, I'm right.
I think The Losers was another movie, too, that
That's
you liked.
True, yeah. I like that one. I think that was a pretty good movie, actually. I tried watching Red Riding Hood this morning. I downloaded that, and I turned it off as soon as the guy with too much eyeliner showed up.
Nice. Was that, like, within the first 4 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the opening credits, he's just like...
I should have known when I saw that it was directed by the same dude that did Twilight.
That's what it was. I told you that.
It was a Red,
like,
Riding Hood Twilight.
Supposed to be a Red Riding Hood Twilight. It's just that same feel. And that chicken, it's fucking hot. The blonde, the Riding Hood chicken.
Didn't really see enough. I mean, kind of.
She's hot.
He turned it off before then.
The eyeliner guy.
Yeah, he jumped right out. It was like, hey.
He's like, oh, wow, she's hot. Oh, I like this. I'm out.
He's got more makeup on than she does.
Yep.
So were you a douchebag? You want to blaze real fast first? Go ahead and do that. Well, son of a bitch, this is lame. I can't believe that I have nothing. I mean, I got something. I could find something interesting to talk about, but I can't. Did we ever talk about Bin Laden?
I don't know. That's,
we don't think we did.
They stopped talking about that, like, right when they started, because they knew it was played out already.
Yeah.
And they knew that it's just some things you talk about and some things you don't.
I don't think it was really him.
I just hope we got him. That's all I got to say. I don't care.
He's been
Either
dead
way,
for years.
I don't want to think about it.
It's done.
It was a marketing ploy, however you want to say it, and it worked. And good for Obama for getting Bin Laden. I'm excited for him. All right.
Now lower our gas prices, fucker.
Yeah, seriously.
We have our douchebag of the week. Douchebag of the week. All right. Daniel Moore. He's an 18-year-old guy. He goes and picks up his friend, who just so happens to be a drug dealer. You know, it's not like... It's not a big deal or anything, but they were on a drive. He didn't realize that he pocket-dialed 911. So he's driving around, he's got his phone right there, and he accidentally bumps it, and for some reason it does the emergency number thing on there, probably. He calls 911, and they sat there and recorded his phone for like 5 minutes as he was talking to his drug dealer friend about making a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used his phone, the cell phone, to triangulate his position at the Waffle House, and they came and arrested him, and fucking, he got popped for... a drug deal just because he called the cops. What do you think?
I think that's awesome. It reminds me of another news story I heard about a dealer who was too lazy to actually go out and find customers, so he just started dialing random numbers. And like the third or fourth one that he dialed was a cop.
Nice.
He just called people up and was like, hey, you want to buy some weed?
That's marketing, though, you know? He was like, I gotta get some shit out there, you know?
Yeah, it would probably seem like a good idea at the time.
At the time, he was probably super baked, just like, wait, I'll just go to the phone book and call people that don't sound like cops' names.
That don't sound like cops' names. So if it doesn't have a sergeant or lieutenant or captain or detective in front of it, I should be all right.
Yeah, or a police officer. It doesn't say police officer, they have to tell you. But yeah, I thought, what was it, Brandon Moore? That's super genius right there. I've heard of a lot of things going wrong on a drug deal, but I've never heard
I thought
of
it was Daniel.
Daniel Moore, yes.
That's what I'm here
He
for.
was on, been on the phone with 911 operators for several minutes, and the officials had recorded his conversation about a drug deal involving prescription medication. Moore allegedly admitted that his phone had somehow pocket dialed 911. Yeah, I did it. So that's the douchebag of the week. If anyone sees Daniel Moore, fucking
Punch him in the nuts.
right in that sack.
Yeah.
Just call him a douchebag.
What do we got? 21 minutes? You fucking kidding me?
Smoke a cigarette.
Haven't we been here for like an hour?
All right. What do you got, Dan? Time for movie news.
What were we
Dan's
recording?
very excitable. Super fun movie news.
I'm not really sure that super excitable would be words I would describe Daniel.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Occasionally I get super excited.
But then you usually like hear some news a little bit later that makes you hesitant, and then
Yeah,
you're
it
like, you're ex
kills it.
yeah, then your excitement drops and you completely ban it.
Okay, I got two things. Movies, live action versions of some classic anime that everybody loves and all that shit.
Akira?
Yeah, Akira recently lost his director.
Who was directing it?
Fuck if I know.
But is it Leonardo DiCaprio behind this?
I think he was producing it. I don't know if he was gonna star in it. I've
Well,
heard that
no,
he's like
yeah, I thought he was
huge
just
anime
executive
fan.
producing it.
Yeah, that's what I think. But the other thing, live action version of
Ninja Scroll?
Cowboy Bebop.
Oh yeah, is this Keanu's in it?
Yeah, Keanu's playing
That's gonna be
Spike Spiegel. You
badass.
watch Cowboy Bebop,
I've
right?
seen. I saw the last like movie episode thing that they did with it too, but I've seen random episodes throughout. It's a
Yeah.
badass show.
Steve, do you watch it?
Occasionally, I mean, I wasn't like a religious watcher of it. I know of it and I know kind of what it's about, but it's about it as far as that goes.
One of my favorite animes of all time. The movie was awesome too. But anyway, I saw some stuff. I don't know how much of it was real. But of course, Keanu Reeves has already been cast as Spike Spiegel. But then they had Jet Black being played by Bruce Willis, and Faye Valentine was Christina Ricci.
Ricci.
Ricci, whatever, as Faye Valentine.
Nice. So they're going like, they're going totally fucking
Is this
hardcore with
confirmed, or
this.
is this just rumors?
That's as far as I know, the last two are rumors. The only one that's actually been confirmed is Keanu Reeves.
Do you know who's directing it?
No.
There's no.
I can look real quick. I haven't seen anything.
Because it sounds
But
like this would
I
be.
think Olivia Wilde would have made a better Faye Valentine.
I don't
But if
know.
it's
I like
rumors,
Christina
then it
Ricci a
doesn't really
lot.
matter.
I was just watching The Addams Family and fucking remembering like how much I like her as an actress. That fucking scene in Addams Family Value, you know, when she's at that camp, they make her go to that camp, and they like send her in that cabin to watch Disney. She has to watch Disney movies for like 6, 7 hours straight, and she like comes out and they're like, and they want her to smile, and it's like that scene with just her trying to smile, and it like just slowly creeps up her face. It's so fucking creepy of a scene. And look at all, find out.
I'm reading
What are you reading?
about stuff.
Read it out loud for the people.
I'm not sure that it's applicable yet. This is old news here.
Well, do you have any new news, Dan?
No, I do not.
Why even bring it up?
I don't know.
So that's
So that
none of
that's it.
that.
I can't find the director. I don't know if they've got one yet.
Well, they have a director before they have actors.
Sometimes.
Unless I count Reeves
Oh,
as executive producing it or something, you know.
Robbie Behrens.
What else has he done?
Fuck if I know.
Check it out.
Then Google it.
I want to know what he's done, because it sounds like it could be a really cool movie. Well,
We know if Keanu's in it, then there's pretty much going to be no emotion whatsoever. Completely stoic kind of character face. He's good at that.
good at not acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not acting, acting. Yeah. It's going to be great.
I'm more excited about Bill and Ted 3.
You would be.
I am.
Yeah,
That's
that's
fucking epic.
kind of cool.
And it even has Alex Winter in it,
Yeah,
too.
and I saw he was on TMZ the other night, and he basically confirmed it that they were doing it, you know?
But
Oh,
does he look the same? I
yeah.
mean,
That's fucking cool. It's gonna be cool.
has he done anything since that?
That there's been like some budget, low budget movies that he's been
Like
in.
strictly B movies?
Yeah, but
Straight to DVD kind of shit. I mean, he was on a roll there. I mean, he did Lost Boys, and then he was doing Bill and Ted, and then Keanu took off, and he didn't.
yeah, well, that was Keanu was the fucking main dude in those movies.
Yeah.
We were doing so good ranting out there. I can't even.
Well, so anyway, Steve brought up possibility of Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura running in 2012 election for president of the United States of America.
Indeed.
Yeah, they'd get my vote, most definitely.
I have never voted in my entire history of being eligible to vote, and I probably would vote if they ran.
So why does he want him to drop the Republican?
Because he's not a Republican.
I know, but if that's his best shot to become vice president, why wouldn't he just fucking go with it?
Well, because it's more important to him to run on
But what if
the
Ron
correct
Paul
ballot.
gets like top bill, you know, and it's like Ron Paul versus Obama, you know? He's not gonna have a shot with like a third biller. Ron Paul would be a good.
I wouldn't really call Ron Paul a Republican either, though.
Yeah, but I think that
I mean, I think
Republicans are.
he ran as a Republican because that's the closest out of Democrat and Republican to what he is. But
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's more
I don't know
important. Jesse
enough about it.
Ventura is not. I mean, he didn't run for re-election for the governor of Missouri,
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I mean, because he didn't want to be a career politician. Even though he would have won hands down, he has the highest approval rating in Minnesota of any governor ever, one of the highest in the nation ever. And he said, "No, I'm not going to do it. I won't be a career politician like that," and keep running over and over again.
Maybe even then he had his sights set higher.
Possibly.
Maybe he was like he did the whole governor thing to get into politics and prove that he could do it, and when he got out, maybe now he's like, well, now this is what I'm gonna do.
Do you know he actually gave money back to the people? They had a surplus of something or whatever, and instead of like spending it on whatever, he's just like, no, we're giving it back to the people.
Well, he
That's pretty
probably
cool.
doesn't need the money.
No, the state's money, not
Oh,
his.
well. See, that's just another reason to vote for Jesse Ventura.
Exactly. He had that show on True TV or Court TV, I don't remember, but Conspiracy Theories with Jesse Ventura. This is a pretty good show. I watched that. There's two seasons of it. Some pretty interesting stuff in there. It's kind of, I think the production value of the show kind of sucked. I mean, it was a little sensationalized in some parts or whatever, but he covered some pretty interesting topics.
Chupacabra.
No. No Chupacabra.
I like that one.
It's not really a conspiracy theory. It's xenobiology. That's aliens. Whatever. Fuck you, Steve.
That's how you explain it. Whatever. Look at you just had all the people just now, and then they're like, oh, fuck this.
Don't think you. All the
Okay, I'm
people.
fucking stuck on it now. What is it? The biology of
Stuff.
stuff that doesn't exist, possibly?
Mutant biology.
No, there's a word for it.
X-Men.
Yes, X-Men.
Chupacabra.
No, not Chupacabra, Seattle. What the fuck? There's no Chupacabras in Seattle.
Yes, there are.
Are there?
They're everywhere. Dude.
Cryptobiology. Cryptobiology is what I was looking for.
You were close.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say cryptobiology, but I didn't
You
want to
were
sound
not. You've
stupid.
never even heard of cryptobiology
I've listened
before.
to enough bullshit that I've heard cryptobiology. Okay? I'm not saying I've read it, but I don't do much reading. I do a lot more listening.
Reading's overrated.
Steve, tell us something interesting.
Tell you something interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Something interesting.
You got some?
No, I don't have anything.
I
I'm
have
just
in.
laughing because
I mean, I know interesting stuff, but it's nothing you guys would talk about.
like what?
NFL lockout. See, I'm a sports freak.
Well, tell us about it. What's the NFL lockout? We've talked about football and shit.
Like, wow, what'd you talk
That
about?
time that the dude started an earthquake?
That time did that dude say, first of all, his name was Marshawn Lynch. Okay,
Yeah,
he's the
I
running
know.
back for the Seattle Seahawks. All right. And it was a playoff game against the Saints in the first round. And yes, he ran it like 57 yards or
It
something
was awesome. I
close to
watched it
that.
at your place. It
No,
was
my
pretty
brother was
cool.
watching with me.
No, I was there. I think your brother might have been too, but.
And yeah, I got up and I started jumping up and down and stuff. But yes, it
And you
caused.
started the earthquake.
It started a seismic event. It was quite possible that yes, I started it.
What do you think about that one dude? What's his name? He just got drafted. Badass quarterback.
Cam Newton?
Yeah, what do you think about Cam Newton?
Joke.
Really?
He reminds me so much of Jamarcus Russell, it's not even funny.
He's pretty cool though.
One year wonder.
He's fun to watch though.
One year. So is Jamarcus Russell at LSU. Okay? And he had this super phenomenal season. Like Heisman, I'm not even, I can't remember if Jamarcus Russell run the Heisman or not, but. And then just based clearly off of that one season. The Raiders draft him, and he is like the one of the hugest busts in NFL
Well,
history.
where's he playing anyway? Cam.
He got drafted by the Panthers,
Yes,
Carolina.
Carolina. I think that's it's not the
Now he
best fit,
may.
but he might just sit for
No, he's not. He's going to start right
start
away.
next.
I have no doubt. When you draft somebody first overall, you can't afford for them to sit.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
that'd
got to
be
start
awesome.
right
I'd love
now.
to see it.
But all this is a moot point if. The NFL doesn't get their shit together, we may not even have a season this year.
That'll
How
not
come?
play.
Because they're fighting over $9 billion. That's what they're doing between the players and the owners. The owners want more money, the players want more money, the players want open books so they can see where all their, revenues and everything is coming and going, and the owners don't want to do that, and it's just everybody wants more money, and nobody wants to give any more money. And personally, I guess I'm more on the side of the players than I am the owners, but I understand the owners as well, because what business can you go up to the owner of the business and say, "I want to look at your books"? None. So why should it be any different in the NFL?
I don't know, it's a production. I've had plenty of production jobs where like at the end of the year we had an end of the year meeting where they went down, they sat down, showed us how much we were making an hour, went through everything that we did, showed how much money we earned the company, and like if we weren't like three times our prop, we had to make like three times the amount that we were paid for us to be profitable to actually have to the company. And so
Well,
like
yeah, there's that, but then there's something, it's something else entirely to just open up your books completely.
yeah, I mean, I guess.
And that's what the players want. They want transparency, and I just don't see it ever happening. They're just gonna have to give up that pipe dream. Because if they ever want to play again, they're gonna need to get this shit settled, or I'm gonna freaking go nuts if I don't have a football season. That's all there is to it. I'm gonna kill somebody.
Well, while we're on the subject of sports, not really our forte for the podcast,
Not
really,
our
but let's talk
forte.
about something I give a fuck about. The Vancouver Canucks and the Stanley Cup. Hell
I
yeah.
haven't even followed that at all. I don't even watch it too
Unfortunately,
much.
neither do I, because I don't have TV, and even if I did, TV hates the Canucks. But it's kind of hard to
Well,
ignore them.
they're in the finals
Yeah, it's
now,
kind of hard
so.
to ignore them when they're in the finals, isn't it, ESPN, you fucking pricks?
No, that it's not their fault. They just have a deal with Versus.
What's
The
that?
NHL does. They have a TV deal with Versus channel, not ESPN.
No.
So what they need to do is.
Well, they show versus. I've seen Canucks games on versus before, but before versus,
Yeah, they
like
didn't
back,
really show hockey too much.
yeah. And even when they did, I remember. I haven't followed hockey in a while. I used to live over in Birch Bay above Bellingham, and we got Canadian channels up there, so I was able to follow the Canucks and was a pretty big fan at the time. And I remember ESPN that year they did pretty good. I think they got to the second round of the finals and then lost, but or the playoffs, I mean, whatever. But ESPN would just they refused to talk about them.
I know.
If it wasn't about the Red Wings or the Penguins, then they didn't give a
Well,
shit.
it's like that always. It's the East Coast bias is what it is. It's always been that way. Just like
It's like that with every sport.
like the Seahawks, they might as well be in Siberia
Yeah.
because they don't talk about them at all. The only time they ever talk about them is when they get like when they're doing really, really poorly, and then they like to talk about them. But if they're doing really, really good, they don't like to talk about them. Or the Mariners, it's the same way. The only time they ever spoke about the Sonics is when they moved to the
Let's talk
Oklahoma
about the
City.
Mariners. What they did they win?
I don't know if they were playing a game today. I don't know if they're
Did they
winning or
win
not.
yesterday though? Because they
Yeah.
were up. Nice. They won.
Yeah, 12 innings. They're
Fucking
above
A.
500 now. They're a game above 500
That's awesome,
for the
man.
first time in forever and a day. So,
Yeah, they're looking really good.
yeah, they got outstanding starting pitching. They have a really solid bullpen.
Yeah.
They just need to get their bats going, and it looks like they could be coming around.
That
So,
one white dude that plays first base,
Justin Smoke.
I think, I don't know. He's got fucking, the dude I was watching last night, like five, he's batting like 500 right now if you just take like the last six games or something like that.
Oh, that's Brendan Ryan.
Yeah.
He's shortstop. Yeah, he's on fire right now.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He
Like
brought his
two of
average.
three, one of three, one of three, like three of
He
three on one night.
brought his average up from like, I don't know, sub 200 to he's like batting 270, around
Yeah,
270 right
for the
now.
year, and like if you take the last like six or seven
Yeah,
games,
he's
he's
on
at like
fire.
500.
You know, yesterday, Steve and I were at Capone's eating some delicious hamburgers, and one of the TVs was playing women's professional softball.
I think it was college.
College, was it?
I don't think there is
Whatever.
professional softball.
Okay, they were playing. It was a
Unless it's the
women's
Olympics.
softball on. No, it was. It wasn't. I don't know.
It was
Whatever.
college.
Anyway, so I've never watched.
You've never seen women's softball?
Well, I have like playing at the softball field across the street and shit like that, but never like on a level like that. And it struck me as really weird, you know, with the bases being the diamond being so small. And then like the pitcher was wearing a face mask. And it struck me as really odd that they would wear all this protection because none of them were really that good looking to begin with. They don't stand to lose that much if they get nailed in the face with
You don't play
the line
college
drive.
softball because you're good looking,
So
though.
then why
They
are they
these are
worried about
like
all the face gear?
athletic women,
How
though.
about the
Like,
medical bills and the dental bills of getting
yeah, and
smashed in the face with the
insurance,
line
like,
drive?
you've got a mitt on your left hand that you can block it with.
All right, tough guy, go out there and get a mitt and let me hit one at you and see what
That's the
happens.
thing
I got
with it
reflexes
being
like a
smaller.
motherfucker.
With it being a little smaller though, that's like the
They're
chances.
closer.
Yeah, the chances of that like. Pitcher catching it in the face is pretty good, especially the way she's thrown. She's like leaving herself all wide open at the very end, just like, you know, when they get done pitching like that, they're like
I
completely
don't know. I
spread
just
out.
think, you know,
You're just mean.
if
You just
women
want to see a girl take one in the face and be like, yes, should have
if
worn a mask, bitch.
female athletes want to be taken more seriously, then they need to quit being such fucking sissies about the game.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How has the hockey game progressed since you like hockey so much? They all wear cages now, or visors, or something. Why don't goalies just go without no damn face mask? How about that?
Okay, first of all, we're talking on one end of this spectrum.
No, don't. Hey!
We've got a big ass ball that they can't even fucking hit to
She
begin
was
with.
probably one of those chicks that, like, the dude version of it would be like the guys on the basketball courts that wear those little plastic protectors
The
over
vi
their,
yeah.
you know, like. Yeah, you see those guys out there, and you're always like, oh, the dude has plastic protector. But he's wearing it for a reason. You know, she probably has taken one to the face lately. And, like, I bet you they don't all – I've seen a lot of those games. They don't all pitchers wear those fucking masks. So
No, it
she
was
was probably,
just
like, a
the chick on
special
the one
case.
game.
Yeah, and you, like, had to pick on her. And she probably has for a reason, you know?
And she's gonna listen to this podcast, and
I
she's gonna
know.
cry about it because you called her ugly.
She went to the doctor for like dizzy spells, and they're all, Gloria, if you take one more ball to the head, you're gonna die. And so she had to wear the mask and shit. She's a trooper. She's probably a fucking trooper.
Hey, but you
don't
know,
hate because they're more athletic than you, all right? it looked like a superhero mask though. You know, it just covered the eyes and it had like the pointy nose piece, like
Yeah, that's like the
Batman's mask.
basketball people that wear those too, you know? You don't pick on them. There's a reason. They got fucking drilled in the nose one time. And it's
There's
fucking.
probably.
But hockey's a completely different thing. We're talking about
I'm talking about
a solid chunk
basketball.
of rubber that goes at like 500 miles an hour at your face.
Yeah,
But
but it's the same
baseball's
general
pretty
principle,
fucking
though.
hard when it gets
No.
hit. Yes, it is, because you're
No.
talking about, well, she should have reflexes. Well, guess what? The hockey goalie should have reflexes, too.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
So
know
they shouldn't wear
what? I
masks.
caught a line drive barehanded once. All right? And it hurt like a motherfucker, but I still caught it.
Your mom must have been so proud.
She was.
Whatever. Yeah, I caught a softball barehanded too. When I was in like the 7th grade. Does that make me awesome?
Yeah,
No.
it does. And you were like all like, ah, and hiding from it and shit.
Well, no, I wasn't, but I would never do it again. That shit hurts.
See, I love it. You don't like sports, but you'll take the time to be sitting in a restaurant. Where were you?
Capone's.
Capone,
By the
sitting in a
way,
restaurant watching free advert
Capone's
like TV or
Burgers.
whatever, and like critiquing the fucking athlete on the field, like because of the not wearing the proper
No,
safety
all I'm
gear.
saying is, you know, people don't take women's sports seriously.
I think it was on TV. You were watching it.
Yeah, but like, ask anybody about the WNBA. Nobody gives a fuck. Does the WNBA even exist anymore? Didn't they shut
Yes,
it down?
it does. And you know what? You will love it because my daughter will be in the WNBA because she loves basketball. And she will be in the WNBA. And I swear to God, if you say anything bad about the WNBA, I may have to kick you in your nuts and run.
I'm saying bad stuff about it now. Nobody cares about it. Nobody takes it seriously.
Well, it's because of people like you.
Ranters. They
Sexist.
just took 2 minutes out of their day to look up at a TV and automatically judge what they saw
Exactly.
and mocked it.
And you know what? I also have a cousin. I told you about this yesterday. She got a full ride scholarship to South Carolina, but she couldn't meet academic qualifications. But she could have had a college education because she played softball. So you're trying to say you take away women's sports, and then what? Then
I'm
a
not
lot of them
saying, I
won't
never
get a college
said
education. You're a
anything.
fucking dick!
I never said, well, yeah, they belong at home in the kitchen.
You fucking. Yes, ladies, he is single.
I
Fucking
don't actually
dick.
believe that. I do want to. That reminds me of something. There's a website called American Top.
Barefootandpregnant.com. That's how you like them. Don't lie.
Barefoot? No, toes are ugly. Hold on a
Just
second.
letting you go. It's the
There's
website.
a website called American
Hey, wait a
Taliban.
minute. Didn't you try to have a woman that was like in the kitchen all the time where they belong? How'd that work out?
Excuse me?
What?
She wasn't in the kitchen all the
All
time.
the
Maybe
time,
she should
dude.
have been. Yeah, and I
Wow.
gained 100 pounds.
Wow. See, there you go. She should have been.
Let's see. It has nothing to do with the reason why we got divorced. Anyway, it's a website, American Taliban. It has a whole bunch of quotes by religious people and politics, and there was one.
Is this even relevant to the story?
A little bit. No.
Well, why are you gonna go ruin a perfectly good rant with shit that doesn't even belong? Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway.
This ain't Sesame Street where we get to pick out which thing doesn't belong here. That shit don't work.
That's right. I never said anything about women's sports should not exist. I mean, if chicks want to
You just think it's stupid, dude.
be athletic and unattractive,
What? Are you gonna sit there? Oh, dude, seriously? Then,
yo, that's their choice.
What about women's tennis?
Tennis?
Yes.
Dude, they're like buff. They got like.
Dude, they have some of the sexiest bodies ever.
Really?
Oh, you're.
Okay.
Man, you're preaching that, son.
Yeah, but she's really not that good of a tennis player.
Who cares?
But you shut up. She's an excellent tennis player.
See, the ratio of hot to skill. There you go.
What about Jennifer Capriati?
I don't even know who the fuck that
hot.
Is.
Hot. And she was good. Oh, I mean, she wasn't bad in her time.
Yeah, if you saw her in Capones, you'd be like, I really respect women athletes.
Okay, anyway, Kay O'Connor. Kansas State Republican.
What about Mia Hamm? She was
hold
at like
on. I don't know
soccer.
Who the fuck that is.
And she's good looking too.
Just hold on. Let me Jeez. Say this quote here. It doesn't really apply.
You're
but
generalizing way too much.
Kay O'Connor, and I quote: "I am an old-fashioned woman. Men should take care of women. And if men were taking care of women today, we wouldn't have to vote."
Who said
Did you
that?
Believe that shit? Kay O'Connor. She was a Kansas State representative for a while.
Now, what is that? How is that relevant to what we were talking
it's
about?
It's not. I mean, you just reminded me of it when I was talking about women belonging in the kitchen and not having any rights.
I don't really believe that we even talked about women not having rights. But if you want to, let's go ahead and open that up a little bit. Let's talk about you don't think women should have rights. Why?
Well, I don't actually think that.
Then why would you bring it up?
You brought it up.
No, sir. You said they belong in the kitchen.
No, you're the one who implied
that and, they have rights. Like
you're the one who implied that women should not play sports or do anything.
Excuse me,
other
I have
than
a daughter that wants to play sports.
Raise
and
children.
I am for it.
Raise. Well, you implied that I thought that.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, I kind of did.
Have babies and cook dinner, clean the house.
That would be nice, but they need to make money too because I have needs.
So how are they going to find time in their busy schedule to work and support you then if they have to do all that stuff?
I was just kidding. Look, I'm all about equality. All right, if they want to go out and work and make the money, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But apparently you do.
No, not really.
As a matter of fact, I like it better when they're out working and helping out because this can't be it used to be that you could have a one-income household. You can't do it anymore.
No.
It's got to be two.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm doing it right now, but it's not easy.
Yeah, but you can't do it when you're taking care of a family, though.
Well,
there's
that's
just
a whole
way
different
too
equation.
Much responsibility
yeah.
and way too much. Yeah.
I'm being sued right now for collection of debt. That's how wonderful I'm doing right now.
That's awesome. We really want to go down that. I mean,
no,
I really don't.
I don't.
Want
to, I'll get depressed.
Like pour out what I'm doing.
You're not depressed yet. It could have fooled me.
Well, I'm working on it.
I think we should go back to you not thinking women should vote.
They can vote if they want. Just as long as
they want.
It's as long as they ask the men's permission. Is that what you're saying?
Well, possibly.
Well, it's great.
What else? Keep going.
So what are you saying that there shouldn't be a female president?
I would vote
what?
For
what?
A what?
In what scenario would you ever vote for a female president?
If I believed that she was the right person to lead our country, it would have absolutely nothing to do with the fact
okay.
that she was female.
So who would have to be running up against a female president for you to think that she was the right candidate?
Somebody who's the wrong candidate?
Like that? Like what would describe the wrong candidate for you that would put you that far? Because, I mean...
Yeah, because if the man running against her has like even one good point, you're going to vote
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not true.
Yeah, that is true.
No.
I can already tell. You're a hater.
I am not a hater. I'm
you
not
are.
Sexist. I am the most progressive-minded person in this room right now.
Says who?
Says me.
You. That's right. Says you. Shh, whatever. You aren't. And you know it. You're a sexist pig.
No. No.
We all are, though. All men are, to a point.
And you're racist, too.
That's it. Oh, you're going to bring... Really?
Yeah.
Racist?
Steve hates black people.
Wow. Why? Because I make black jokes?
There's one black listener right now that just went, nope, I'm done now.
We just lost another yeah. listener.
It just clicked off. He was like, I'm done. I'm done.
Wow. Don't record
Why?
There.
Because I make black jokes? There's one black listener right now that just went, nope, I'm done now. We just lost another yeah. listener. It just clicked off. He was like, I'm done.
I'm done. I see you fucked up and hit stop.
I didn't fuck up. Instead I know exactly what I'm doing. Just started on a different track. So now it's just fine. It's recording just fine right now.
Dan got crazy.
Who got crazy?
I think we should start a new podcast called Smoke Breaks. Because I think we have our best, like...
We do. I was just thinking. You guys were all talking about the geopolitical situation of the world. And we weren't recording it.
I know. And it was such a good conversation.
It was. What were you guys talking about?
It's gone now. It's past. It's,
yeah.
It was like magic in a bottle. Yeah, it was. We opened the bottle golden. And just let it out.
We're just going to... We need to get some microphones and stuff. And just.
I think that's a good idea, though. Smoke breaks?
Smoke breaks.
A new podcast?
Why don't we record outside next time? Because the weather's getting nice. Let's just move the table out to the balcony. And we'll just record out there. So then we don't need to take smoke breaks. We'll just smoke and record.
Yeah, but then it won't be the same, though. See, the shit won't come to us the same.
I know. It's like only when we go out and like take this. We've had this submerged in like this. Look at it. We need to turn a light on in here. What are we doing? It's all like.
It is kind of gloomy.
Yeah. Gloom fog.
Oh, what? Fucking light. That's bullshit.
Now we can see everything. All right. So what we were talking about. What we were talking about out there was our global economy and how we're basically fighting like three Vietnams at once. And everything's connected globally. What else? What? Gosh, I had it. You were into it too. You're not into it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it and it's just not there.
All right. Let's set up 5 years from now. Dan, where do you think what do you think the world's going to be?
The world's going to end.
Dan doesn't know where he's going to be in 5 years.
I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow.
How can he tell you?
5 months.
In our, like, history that 5 years could be so unknown what's going to happen in the next 5 years. I mean, maybe in the 60s would be the last time I'm really like, or the Cold War was kind of crazy, I guess. Not really. People were planning ahead.
Yeah, I can tell you where it's going to be. We're going to be paying $10 a gallon for gas.
People won't, you can't do that. I mean,
really? Back in the day when it was like 10 cents a gallon, people said that 25 cents a gallon, you can't do that. And so on and so forth. I mean, they just, it's supply and demand. We need the gas, so we're going to pay whatever price they put up.
All right. I'm making a pledge right here.
Except
on the car, shut up. So. On the crooked.
Lick my balls.
You do too have a car. It just doesn't run. A pledge right here on the Crooked Podcast. Scott, what are you wandering around for? Anyway, if gas prices rise above $5 a gallon, then we, the three of us, will become domestic terrorists and we'll start firebombing gas stations until they lower the price of gas.
I am not agreeing to that at all.
Wow. What a radical, completely
That's
off
what
the
it's
going
to take.
And go ahead and say it now so then when it starts happening, they can just go look and find it right here.
We don't use a little. You use your real name.
And go.
I use my real name too. Scott's the only smart one here. Scott lost his weed.
I don't know that you should be talking about bombing anything in the current state of things.
Retrace your footsteps, Scott. When did you last have it?
When he last smoked it?
Pack the bowl over here.
Yeah, I remember you doing that. But
found it.
Crisis averted.
So that's what it's going to take. I mean, we keep electing.
That's not what it's going to take. It's going to take.
I don't mean it's going to take firebombing and domestic terrorism. And
I
stuff.
Do not agree with Dan in one way, shape, or form. I am not going to. If it goes to $5 a gallon,
you will pay it just like everybody else.
I will not
else
go
will.
To. I'm not necessarily going to be happy, and I might.
This is,
I might not pay it. I might.
We're getting
not
red
be able to work my
right
job
now.
Anymore if it gets that expensive because I can't fucking get to and from work practically with paying all my. You know, like there's.
things that would happen to me before I would not just give up, you know, like I would like run out of resources before that would, you know, I would try to do as much, everything I could.
Come back on your weed?
No.
No. You remember when we did the math on how much you spend a year on weed? It was like $7,000 a year.
That's, I don't remember that.
But anyway, we're getting red flagged right now by the NSA or some shit like that.
You are for firebombing.
They're
gas
listening.
Stations.
They're listening through our iPhones to our conversations right now, and they're like keywords: domestic terrorism and bombing and all that shit. As soon as this goes up on the air, we're gonna get visited by the Secret Service. And
so you're saying that if it goes to $5 a gallon, you're gonna put a mask on and go out and firebomb gas stations?
No.
That's what you just said you're going to do and call it domestic terrorism.
It's patriotism.
That's very patriotic, right?
It is patriotic.
I think you should just stop right now.
Okay, wait. Hold on, listen.
Get a knock on your door from Homeland Security.
Listen to me. Fuck them.
Dan Woman. Just wanted to say your name once so everyone knew who it was.
Okay, see, we keep electing presidents and shit that
are black. You have a problem with black people?
They claim,
you are so racist.
They claim change, but they don't actually do it. Because
of course they don't, because they claim change to get elected.
It's going to take radical movements to get something changed in this country.
It's not the president who makes any decision.
I know. It's the secret organizations behind the presidency.
The face figure.
Who's this? Name them.
Well, there's...
Give them a name.
There's the Skull and Bone Society.
Okay.
Masons, the Illuminati.
Your credibility
just went from like... You're at about a 10 out of 100.
Prove that I'm fucking wrong, all right? There's the Illuminati, there's the Freemasons, there's the Bohemian Grove. There's all these people. George Bush Jr. and John Kerry were both members of the Skull and Bone Society. And they were cousins. So tell me, what difference would have it made if we had elected John Kerry to the presidency instead of George Bush? Not at all.
Was that the debate, though?
Kind of.
No, it wasn't.
It's applicable.
Barely.
It's not politicians' mindsets that have to change. It's the American people. No, it's the American people. Until we're willing to like be flexible with our lifestyles, there's supposed to be a fucking depression going on. Our economy is supposed to be in a slump, and you wouldn't have known it last Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, there's just shit that goes on with us that we weren't willing to give up, you know? Especially alcohol.
It shouldn't be right now, that we have to give it up, though. I remember
prescriptions.
Like, a month or so ago on the news.
We don't want to deal with it. That's the main thing.
On the news, they had a psychologist person on there that was going to help people to change their mindset to save money during the rising gas prices. And that's total bullshit.
Why?
We shouldn't have to fucking change to accommodate them wanting more money.
It's not them wanting. We're trying to independent. We're trying to become independent on fuel. We're trying to lower our dependency.
Okay, then
on,
why don't we have an alternative fuel source?
We do.
We not.
Like
what? The American people aren't ready for electric cars. Okay?
They've made hydrogen powered engines before.
Okay. Yeah, and that's far more efficient.
And our credibility just dropped to it.
No.
There was a guy back in the day, and I think it was like the 60s or 70s, who made a hydrogen-powered
engine. Everyone's heard about this guy, and they shut him down.
Yeah, they shut him down. Anytime somebody makes
such a fucking, like,
an efficient
urban legend
alternate fuel vehicle that's actually worth a shit,
electric fuel,
they get shut down.
Combustible fuel is our best
form
of
it's
transportation.
Not.
And it sucks that we're wasting all this fuel on driving from here to 7-Eleven, you know? This is like a natural resource that's once it gone, it will never be there again.
James,
you know what I mean?
James.
And we're wasting it on
James
cars.
James is
and
not
shit.
Here. Scott. You're enabling.
I'm not.
You're enabling.
If you wanted an electric car, you would have gone out and bought one, okay?
If I want one.
People do not want that shit yet.
Yeah, exactly. If you could afford one. If they weren't so fucking expensive. Back in the 20s, before the 20s, Nikola Tesla made an electric car out of a Pierce Aero car. He had a prototype, and he was cruising around for weeks without recharging, at speeds of 100 plus miles an hour.
Bullshit.
Not bullshit.
Yes.
It's documented.
Well, I think it's bull. He was going down hills and shit.
No. No, he was not.
They put him at the top of a hill.
General Electric shut him down because there's no money in electric cars.
No, that's not. A combustible engine is more practical. Okay, for one, when we want to refuel, you want to go fill up your car for gas, right? You don't have an hour to sit there and wait someplace for it to charge.
You don't have to wait an hour.
So your car basically has to be able to charge within like a 5-minute period for the American public to be happy with a product, you know? We're used to being able to fueling, boom, going and out of there.
It's all about...
There's so much shit that involves electrical cars. It doesn't just involve how fast and how long it stays charged. You know, there's so much shit.
You're telling me you don't think that we would have a better solution to internal combustion engines, to fuel, to oil dependency, if there wasn't so much money in oil.
I don't have enough time in my day.
I understand what you're saying, but see, it's all about convenience.
Yeah, it is. That's American. It's got to be happening right now.
That's what they...
However, but see, you only have to, with the electric cars they're coming out with now, you only have to charge them once a day when you're at home asleep. By the time you wake up, it's charged and it'll run you all day.
Yeah, well, that's all good, but imagine the entire city hooked up to some electrical grid where every single car plugs in at fucking 8 o'clock at night. You know, you're talking huge fucking power systems that have to run that kind of thing. I mean, I don't have enough time in my day to deal with... I barely have enough time to wake up, get my kid to school, go to work, come home, do a little bit of my time for like 2 hours and go to bed and wake up and do it again. I don't have time to deal with the change like that. What it would take to switch to an electrical car.
That's huge.
Every gas station would have to switch all your car, the way you registered, the way you drove. You probably have to get new.
Exactly. You know, everything would have to change. But what I'm saying is that if there was not so much money in oil, then... You don't think that we would have a better solution?
There's not that much of it. What they show you
of electric cars is this shit that's just so fucking inconvenient to use that nobody wants it because they want people to continue to be dependent on oil.
No, the reason why oil is so expensive is because there's not very much of it left.
That's bullshit.
No,
there's tons.
It's for the amount that we've used, for the amount we have predicted using.
Any.
Okay, whatever. That's why, I mean...
Quit believing their lies.
It's harder to deal with. It's harder to get. There's more people. It's worth more. It's not as easy as it used to be.
We have enough oil in this country to fuel ourselves, even at the current consumption rate, for like the next 200 years.
Yeah, we don't even use our own oil in this nation. All the shit in Alaska, all the shit in the Gulf,
not even that long.
We buy
all the oil. That's it all...
That's
all the consumption of oil on this planet gone. You never get to use it again.
Then we switch to something better.
Why waste it on cars?
For OPEC and those other
fucking
assholes.
That's like a valuable fucking fuel. Why waste it on fucking cars?
Why use it at all when we have so many better solutions that don't cost as much money?
What about biodiesel?
Biodiesel, there's one too. Why not just diesel?
Or ethanol.
Diesel itself.
They're working on funguses that fucking are combustible.
What about ethanol? Isn't it made out of corn?
Yeah.
Come on, you can grow huge crops of corn.
That's what we need, a reusable source. Not electricity, though. I want something... I keep hearing electric, and I just think if everyone... We need to get away from landlines and everyone plugging into something.
It wouldn't be landlines.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be giant...
Okay, well, let me tell you about Nikola Tesla. Now, some of this, they claim, is not true, but... I personally believe it. Tesla had a way of pulling electricity out of the atmosphere and broadcasting electricity wirelessly.
Yeah, like you're talking about like Southland Tales.
I haven't seen that, sure. But he was shut down by General Electric. They kept screwing him over in every way that they could because General Electric wanted money from oil.
You keep talking about this. I want to see whatever theory or process that Tesla used that they've never been able to either replicate it since then.
No, but
It's just now they.
It's because his notes no money. In
it's been 90
yeah,
years.
There's no money in it, so it won't
Bullshit,
happen.
There's no money in it. You come up with a new source of energy. There's fucking
no,
money.
No, I'm
in
talking
it.
About.
But how would you do it? How you couldn't regulate it?
What do you mean regulate?
Scott. Scott, what I was talking about was free
cars that charge free themselves, power, just off the fucking air around them. You know,
that's what
free
you see
power.
Them. Yeah,
Tesla was what he was working towards was free power, free energy to everybody.
Somebody would have manufactured it, made it, and sold it by now.
Pulled out of the atmosphere at no cost. Broadcast to the people
it, so
at no cost.
I don't believe that.
That's what he was working towards, and he was shut down. Rockefellers
possible,
were funding him
now,
until they
okay?
figured out that he meant to give it to
Why?
People
wouldn't
free.
They, 90 years from now, they have
Why
fucking
they,
everything.
Because
green is so big right now. You don't think someone would have been like, "Oh yeah, remember Tesla?"
Green may be big.
Did.
I think it's all just a ploy. They're just
it's
going green because that's what everybody wants
to hear.
It has
to go big. It has to go green, and it's got to go.
No, they're just going to keep dragging us along. Have you noticed that everything green sucks?
Okay, come to the concept that sooner or later we're going to have to agree that natural resources on this planet are going to get wiped out.
Yep.
Sooner
Eventually,
or later,
yeah,
okay?
But that doesn't have
so
anything to do with it.
So that's what going
about.
Green is focusing on, okay, let's fucking slow the fuck down and figure out how to do it the best we can to last the longest we possibly can. It's
exactly.
like we're just stuck on a life
but that's
raft.
Not what they're doing.
It's like we just figured out that we're like stuck on a life raft right now, and we have a certain amount of supplies, and we need to figure out how to make those supplies last as long as they can before we fucking die. You know?
Okay, so in answer to your question about green being so big right now, okay, so if green is so huge right now with the technology and the brilliant minds that we have in this country, why haven't we come up with something yet?
We are. We're working right now. Our biggest thing
Not
is
really.
Our space exploration.
Why?
Has nothing
nanotechnology.
To do with being green. Also nothing to do with being green.
And cloning, the ability to clone organs. We're working toward the...
Has nothing to do with being green.
Poverty.
Shit going down in other countries.
Hold on. Let's go back to being green here. Let me give you a few examples. Those shitty-ass spiral light bulbs that are supposed to be better for the environment, they don't work for shit. You can't even fucking
trying.
Read a book on them. They're not trying. That's my point.
They are trying. You don't want to try.
Dishwasher detergent. In Washington State, they banned a whole shitload of dishwasher detergent because it wasn't green. The stuff that's available over there doesn't work for shit. People come over here to Idaho to buy dishwasher detergent. Can you fucking believe that? Isn't that ridiculous? Because the stuff in Washington doesn't work. My point is that they talk a lot about going green. They show us all this stuff that's so much better for the environment, and it's all shit. Nobody is actually trying to go green.
And you're going to tell me that every hybrid car out there has to look retarded?
Yeah, look retarded, run like shit. Has a top speed of what, like 45 miles an hour?
No.
Yeah.
Everything no. that's, yeah, I mean, I can see
what,
your point.
You're like 2005 right now.
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
They're hybrid cars are just like any other car.
Nobody is actually trying to go
really,
green.
Really? How many jokes
they,
have you heard
are.
About the Prius?
Do you know how many people live?
The Prius isn't even electric. It's an actual hybrid, as in part gas combustion, internal combustion. Part electric.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're fucking dangerous, too.
You
can't even hear those
live
things. You step out
in
front
United
and get
States.
Run over by
Do you know how people live in the United States?
Ugly ass Toyotas.
Close to like, I think it's close to 400 million, but it's like
I don't know,
registered
lot.
Around 300 million. Do you know what it's like to try to convert that many people to do something different that they
they're
do every day
trying.
Of their life?
Nobody wants to change.
And they're all in different states ran by different political factions and just the way the United States works, it's never going to agree on anything, especially not electric cars. Because
most people
over.
Don't
and
like
it. And so all the gas is gone.
If,
like, we're going to run
that's,
that.
That's what they're banking this all on, too, because they're showing us a change that's not as good as what we have. It's better for the environment maybe a little bit, but it's not as good. The light's not as bright. It doesn't get your dishes as clean. The car doesn't go as fucking fast, and it looks ugly. So nobody wants to change to that. If they showed us an alternative...
You don't want
to
change anyway.
If they showed us an alternative that was, in fact, better for the environment, more efficient, cheaper, and worked better...
Or at least as
then
good.
It would replace it
no,
in
it
a
would.
Second.
This is America. We were born on gas cars. This is that we invented the fucking car here. Like, this is our country for cars. We don't want to change. Our dads had fucking cars.
It
Their
would
grandpas
change.
Had fucking cars.
It would change.
It would. We. That's in our traditions and our fucking everything about us. The movie Heavy Fucking Metal when he drops out of that car in the beginning. down through outer space and then like lands up. Just the fucking whole thing. Cars, we don't want to change. That's the thing. We don't want to change.
But it would.
It has nothing to do with America, how good electric cars can ever be.
America changes all the time.
We want a muscle fucking car. That's America. We're Mustangs and Camaros and fucking Corvettes.
But look at some things that have changed. Buildings that were built towards the beginning of the whatever, a long time ago. They're made out of stone. They're big and they're, you know, they have, you know, the Art Deco and the Neo whatever. They're made out of big bricks and they have the art and all that stuff in there. Those aren't made anymore. Instead, we're building cheap ass buildings out of wood and aluminum or whatever the fuck they use that are ugly and plain and all that shit. But we're using that instead because it's cheaper.
The fact of the matter is that cars are the least of our worries with fucking gas. This world runs on gas. The planes, the fucking trains, the semi-trucks, the UPS deliveries, like all that shit can't go electric. There's so much more than just our day-to-day driving that burns gas every day. The entire army runs on gas. Everything fucking runs on gas.
But it
know?
Could.
This whole fucking world runs on gas.
It doesn't have
it's
to.
It's a
though.
Perpetual motion machine of gasoline that cannot stop pumping.
That's the mindset that will prevent it from ever being changed, dude.
No, it's not. That's reality.
It's not.
That's a realistic outlook.
There
on
are
life.
Alternatives. Every fucking week, some group of college engineers invents a car that runs off of banana peels and chicken shit.
Invent a 747 that runs on fucking
it. They probably
electric
could.
Given the time
and
the resources.
You know how big that battery would have to be? They can't even launch anything into space without pumping like... we don't know how to do shit yet.
Because we're stuck
gas.
In the mindset that we need
our
fossil
thing
fuel.
Is like laser-powered jets.
So what you're saying is that we're going to run out of fossil fuels, correct?
It is going to, yes.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be conducive to think of an alternative to that now? Because what are we going to do when there's no fuel left?
Well, we don't. That's when we'll deal with it.
That's when we'll deal
that's
with
Americans.
It.
That's Americans. That's when we'll deal with it.
So we'll keep
you
suffering through this bullshit for another 200-300 years.
Your liver's going out, you know? You don't quit fucking smoking cigarettes until you get cancer. You don't fucking quit eating bad until you have a heart attack. You don't quit fucking being fat until you're too fat to quit being fat, you know? Like it's just
you know,
like
I'm not
that's
arguing,
how Americans are, you know?
I'm not arguing with you that that's how it is. What I'm trying to say is that's not how it has to be.
But that's how it is.
I know.
So it is how it has to
so,
be.
But it doesn't have
it.
To be that way. It can change.
We can adapt, but we can't change. We are always going to be that way. We're never going to want to give in to who we are as Americans. That's what made this country.
Well, I want everything to be bigger, faster. More convenient.
I mean, I love that about America. I don't want to lose that about America.
The problem
you know?
Is that fossil fuel is not going to run out anytime soon. We've got tons left. A lot more than what they're saying we have left. We're not even using our own domestic resources right now.
We are now, and that's
no,
where the money's going.
No, we're not. We're still buying it from other nations. All of our fuel
we're spending
comes
money
from
on
overseas.
Getting it done, though. Like, we are starting the process right now, and that's why the prices are going up. It's all involved in gas.
Prices are going up because
they can.
Yeah.
That's all.
No.
Just because they can. Really? They know the supply and demand. That's what it comes down to. It's just good business.
It's not.
They know that they can raise it, and we will pay it.
It's been this high before.
It's not going
to
run out.
It's been close to this high before.
But has it stayed this high with any kind of consistency before?
There's an election coming up, so... And a lot of shit's supposed to change.
And I'll tell you one thing, I'm not fucking voting for Obama
again.
Yeah,
but I don't know. This world's crazy. Like, 2012, if we make it through that, you know, there isn't another date set throughout history that I can think of, you know. That,
the end of the world?
That would be in it. So, like, if we make it past 2012, no, there's not really.
We just survived
rapture. That is an old one. I'm talking about, like, any There's always been 2012.
But, old but 2000 ones. Wasn't really like no, the end of the world. That was
well, they were that, preaching it like it was.
Well, yeah, but that was because they thought that the computers couldn't read as it rolled over to double zero.
There was 2000, and then there was 2012, and then that's it. There's nothing else that I really know of that anyone's heard. Maybe 2032.
May 21st?
I've heard 2032.
2011?
But I don't know.
Yeah, we just survived Rapture.
We just went through.
And then the dude...
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like predicted by people, there's not any after 2012 that really stands out in my mind ever. So really, we're into like the unknown. We make it past all of the old predictions, and we're doing our own thing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of shit's gonna kind of mentally change, I think, for people after this next year.
The 2012 prediction is so fucking specious to begin with.
It's real in reality right now.
It's just that
people talk about it. It's a real thing.
It's real for the people that pay attention to the fear mongering media like you do.
But we're talking about it right now. It's an actual thing. It exists right now. 2012 as
the whole
December 21st.
The whole basis of December 21st, 2012.
Doomsday prediction right now
is that the Mayan calendar ends at December 21st, 2012.
You can say that all you want. It's just a weird thing.
Sure, it's weird, and I'm all about weird coincidences and shit. But listen, the calendar ends at December 21st, 2012. It doesn't give an explanation for why it ends. It just stops there. Maybe it's because 1,000 years ago when they made this calendar, they got up to that point and they're like, you know what? There's a lot of complicated math in this shit. Why are we going this far ahead? That's probably why they stopped. All this other shit about the polar shift, the Earth crust displacement event, the solar flare that's going to wipe out, all that shit, that's just scientists going, here's one possible way that it could end if all this stuff that's just theory and conjecture happened to work out at this specific time, when really there's no reason why it actually would. It's just this is, you know, a possibility. That's all it fucking is.
Yeah, but see, this is you as someone that like actually knows a little bit about it. The majority, I'd say 75% of the population just go, oh yeah, 2012, world's supposed to end. They don't know all this shit you're talking about.
Exactly. That's why
they just have heard it.
Motherfucking camper
say,
made,
you know?
$17 million off of May 21st.
It doesn't need to be everything that you're saying that. Right there. It's just a collective people all thinking one
million.
Thing, you know? It could bring crazy things to happen,
you know,
even
came
though
up
they
with
weren't
another
like
date?
Predicted.
Again?
Yeah, November 23rd, I think.
No, October 1st. No, October 21st. He predicted exactly 5 months after the original.
Right.
October 21st, the universe and the Earth is supposed to... He said the rapture was going to happen on May 21st, and then he said that October 21st, the world and the universe was going to be destroyed. So that's what he's now going back to. It's like, oh, it's going to happen all on the same day.
Well,
now.
The
rapture
reason,
and the destruction of
the reason
universe.
He said that the rapture, like, quote-unquote, didn't happen is because he said that Jesus came down and he's among us spiritually, just not physically, and that... In 5 months or whatever, that's basically when all the shit's going to go down
and
for reals this time.
Yeah, but it's...
The Jesus spirit has not yet raised enough money. But 5 months from now, there should be enough money to go ahead and go
to
ahead
move to Tahiti,
go forward with the rapture.
To move to
and reenact Gilligan's Island like I wanted to do for so long. I've got Ginger and Marianne cast already. Professor is an easy go. Liam Neeson. And then I got...
Well, why would you want Liam Neeson on an island with you with a couple of hotties?
He can totally play the professor, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but he's got the huge fucking dick.
Well, no,
he'd take your chicks, dude.
You're thinking Harold Camping's got, like, bigger plans for this situation than just, like...
What else is there to plan for than getting some on a desert island if you're going to...
He's going to buy his own island, start his own government.
He's 91 years old. The guy, did you see him propped up in his power tie?
Dude, wait, he's old... He's a religious nut job, so of course he likes pussy way more than he should.
This guy could like fucking fish for all you know. Like you have no idea what that guy's sexual preference is. He could be the craziest thing. I like to fuck unicorns.
That's why he's raising so much money so he can genetically engineer unicorns.
I'm fucking endangered species, and.
And I don't have quite enough money to do that right now,
so
in 5 months
I
will.
That guy is enjoys.
Right, hold on. Steve, what'd she say?
What?
Steve's checking his phone right now. What'd she say?
She said, blah, blah, I'm an awesome female, I know. That's what she said.
Are you already alerting the person that you talked about that you talked about him just so that they don't, like...
No, actually, I just... She asked what I was doing, and I said that I'm podcasting with Dan and Scott, and she said, oh, that sounds fun. I said, yeah, sure. I never told her that I was talking about her, though.
You're starting to implicate toward it, so you can have an easy, like, oh, yeah, we talked about you.
No, I didn't say
that. Who is this?
Cat.
Yeah, I knew it.
I think Cat listens to the podcast.
So dead air for a second there. Did you see him? He shrugged a little bit, but he got nervous.
Nervousness. You got to pee again. Keep talking. Don't stop.
No, it's done.
All right. Started off kind of weak this week.
Really? That's the best you got?
Yeah, but once we got warmed up and we got into it, I knew it would happen.
Smoke breaks. I think we're gonna have a new side podcast where, like, we do our normal podcast, but we're gonna record our smoke breaks. I don't know how we're gonna do it exactly, with like maybe a phone or some way of recording it, not on the computer. And then it's gonna be a little side podcast you can listen to with some other rants of ours. So I'm thinking about doing that. I think it's a good idea. That would give us some more space. You know, we don't pay at all to do this.
No, we're fucking cheap, dude.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, we haven't dropped a single dime.
Unless somebody wants to sponsor us. If you sponsored us, we'd be more diligent about recording every week and stuff.
Now you just sound like a money whore.
I am a money whore. Give me money. I'll do stuff for you if you want me to. You want me to talk about you? You're awesome. I'll do yard work for you, maybe, you know?
I think you're going the wrong direction there. I'm thinking...
Talk about how you're awesome? Is that what you said?
Talk about how you are awesome.
I know what you said. But
not how I'm awesome, no, how I they're know. Awesome. But give me money and I'll tell the people how awesome you are.
So what would you say about them? What would you say about them?
I'd say how super cool they are.
It's super cool.
Your like,
clothes look really nice.
If they didn't exist, I'd go into a whole thing about how the world would be less without them.
So you do what's that world? The movie with Patrick Stewart? It's a Wonderful Life.
Like Patrick Stewart?
Yeah. You know the movie? Not Patrick. Is it Patrick Stewart?
No, Patrick Stewart is Captain.
Who's the dude that's
Captain Picard?
Something Stewart. Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
So it's a Wonderful Life thing.
Yeah,
so,
like, exactly.
Where you take them out of...
Wait a minute. Kat just texted me and said that you guys have talked about Dan's huge cock. Is this true?
Yeah.
Really? About Dan's?
Episode three, cockfight. It was...
I don't think I've ever talked about Dan's huge cock. So.
Hey, you guys talk about cock so much, I don't know. You may have. You just may not have known it was about Dan.
But it was, see, I had this list of the top 10 giant cocks in Hollywood. And
I remember what you said.
Yeah, James was like, how come you're not on this list, Dan? And I'm like, well, it's because I'm not a celebrity,
and
obviously.
I said, yeah, that's why you're not on the list, because you're not a celebrity.
Wow. Okay, continuing on with what you were saying about how you would suck somebody's dick for money.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Basically. You talk about how awesome they were.
Figuratively.
You're really buff.
Isn't that prostitution?
Your muscles look really good.
No.
You're really awesome. You have a glow about you.
See, this could be said about you specifically. All you need to do is send me a little bit of money. You have our email, crookedpodcast@gmail.com. Just go ahead and email us. We'll give you some contact information, where to send the money to, and,
I do not condone this type of act, money whoring on this show.
We do not do this for money.
We haven't spent a single dime on it, besides this laptop I did get.
Hey, listen to this. Here's a scenario. Let me spell this. You checked the Crooked Podcast email. Do you ever check it?
No.
I check it, because we don't get anything. Every now and then, when I upload an episode, we get an email about how it's been uploaded, but whatever. Anyway, so we get an email. It says, Scotty Shook, I want you... to say the coolest things about me ever, and I will give you $100. I will write you a personal check for $100. And in the reasons, it will be because he said I was awesome. You would be, from what you just said, you would be like, no, I don't do that.
I never said that I wouldn't do that, but I probably wouldn't go out saying, hey, anybody out there, if you want me to say that you're awesome, you send me $100 and I'll go ahead and say whatever you want
about
it.
It doesn't have to be $100. I'll take $50.
If someone did offer that,
I'd do it for $50.
I know it was for completely different reasons than if someone offered it for you, because they'd be like, I want to hear Dan's voice. He says awesome things about me.
You should.
Like some creepy guy that's like, here's $100. I want you to say that my nipples look awesome.
I would say that for $100.
My biceps look especially awesome.
I would say that for $100. Steve, give me $100 and I'll tell
you what, dude.
How sexy you are.
I tell you what, I will give you $5 if you don't say any of that shit.
How sexy he is?
Yeah.
That just went from being like awkward to super gay. I don't think you could have jumped that line any faster.
Hey, I'm not proud. I got bills to pay.
So I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing it for the people. And if you want to be a money whore about it, you go right ahead.
I like that word.
This is America.
The two-word process that makes up money whore. Because they both involve so much.
But it's kind of a redundant, though. I mean, because a whore
everything's
does things for money
is already a money whore.
Yeah, but not necessarily, no, though. A whore will do things for a means to an end. I mean, if she is like a crack whore, then she does it for crack.
Whore or
so a whore doesn't necessarily mean that she does it for money. It just means it
popularity, and she's a whore, like she's in school or something.
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
But still, it's kind of redundant, because if a chick will do some check. There we go, being sexist redundant. Again.
You can get away with
redundant.
I know. You can get away with saying so much by saying it's redundant right before you say what you're about
but
to
listen,
say.
But listen.
No, what you said is redundant. Anyway.
Let me make my point. If a person will do something for crack, he'll probably do the same thing for money and then buy crack with it.
Not it's necessarily redundant. Because they will cut out the middleman and go straight for the crack.
Well, it's because it's simpler.
Well, there you go. See, a money whore. They're after the money. Dan, that's you. It's okay, though. Own it.
Okay, well,
own it.
I will also do the same stuff if you
don't
say pay my car payment for me.
What joy are you really giving them that they're going to be like, nice.
I think I'll pay your car
payment. You never know until you pay me to do it.
Wow. You're just sounding Asian massage therapy, like.
So you're gonna give them their happy ending?
Yeah.
Is that what you want, dude?
All right, come on. I have standards. I will draw the line in some
at
places.
What will you draw the line at?
He doesn't know.
Happy endings.
So everything after a happy ending?
Maybe. Depends on the price.
No.
He didn't even say depends on the gender either. He just said depends on the price.
I guess everybody has their price, and we found Dan's. Make his truck payment.
For $10,000, would you give a dude a back rub?
That's not what we're talking about right
that's
now.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
You just tried to like blur the line so hard right now that like anything you say would get away. For like $1 million, would you like rub a guy's feet?
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as what you're talking about.
It is, because I just said it depends on the price.
You would say anything to somebody for $100. Yeah. You basically said you would like talk off a dude. Like,
but that's talk off a dude. All right, yeah, I might not do that for $100. Maybe $400 or $500.
Oh. Wow. I'd have to have money in hand before I try that, though.
Exactly.
Maybe.
But, you know, I did say it depends on the price. And depends on the price is open to, like, you know,
it should
$10 million.
It should depend on the price and gender.
Would you have sex with a guy for $10 million?
No.
Would you? You wouldn't?
No.
Would you let a guy have sex with you for $10 million?
No, I wouldn't. If I'm not gay. I've never done anything like that before. And if that was, like, the first time I was going to do something gay, I wouldn't fucking put some price tag on it, make it be all
dirty.
Really? Yeah. I'm never going to be gay. I know that.
What about $100 million?
But, like, no, that would just be so fucking, like, crushing to my mentality. I don't think I could ever deal with that.
What if Bill Gates?
I don't think money has to do with something like
you
that.
Hear a knock, sex, you hear a knock on the door.
Getting fucked by some guy, you know? Like,
you hear a knock on the door. It's Bill Gates. He comes in and says, I've never been jerked off by a guy before. I will give you my entire fortune. My entire fortune.
I don't think I would.
If you would give me a hand job, if you would rub one out for me.
You realize the one person that has ever listened to this, like, at all is like, yeah, I'm done.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just...
You have already admitted to doing it. You would fucking deep throat Bill Gates. You would fucking, like, just...
I said I have standards. Okay, I'll draw the line somewhere.
For his fortune, I can just see you, like... Double fisting two computer nerds on either side of him while you're like gargling.
You're like tickling his balls,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, just getting into it. Like, from what you just, like, your facial expressions right there, you had already given in to like half his fortune.
Matter of fact, you've already done it.
Yeah.
In your mind, you've already
you've
done it.
You've already sent
like,
the email.
Like, you're like,
dear Bill. You don't know me.
If you have ever had any kind of homosexual aspirations at all.
If you have any type of homoerotic fantasies about
Dead
woman.
Just think of all you could do with $100 million up.
My mind would be so cracked.
You think the therapy?
You could fix it with $100 million.
No.
Psychotropic drugs you never even fucking remember.
I'm barely holding on with what life I've created for myself. Let alone money from somebody else that I don't deserve and just got because I did something horrible.
I'd say you deserved it after that.
I wouldn't deserve it. I feel like fucking shit.
You're dirty.
This is going
it's
downhill.
Different going out to some fucking like bar and fucking some like ugly chick or like something like that. Like this is like something that you would have to live with for the rest of your life. Like
every time you closed your eyes, would you really be thinking about the $100 million or the fact that you like, just jerked off Bill Gates?
Yeah, some like 60-year-old man just like thrusting into you.
I never said I would do it.
Yeah,
right?
You did.
All right, we seriously need to change the topic.
Yeah, this is going downhill.
This is getting morbid.
Anyway, I'm serious about saying awesome stuff about you.
Going back to me being a money whore, yeah, I'm serious about that, though.
I don't know about the nipple stuff.
Yeah, your nipples aren't that awesome.
So. How do you know that?
It's just a general statement.
The majority of you nipples aren't that awesome.
Yeah. And guys, I don't know. Anyway, okay, we're ending this right now. This has been a week, an extra long, super awesome podcast for you this week. Brought to you by us, without any money.
And shit.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Your weekly guide through a crooked mind.
See you later. I smell like cigarettes, creep softly through the vents. The room is filling up with smoke and little bodies. Tell all the boys and girls from school to keep breaking all the rules, to let their parents know they're in the truth. Dutch chew flakes off from your lips, you've lost the swagger in your hips. Your eyes are your skin feels soft and sagging down. Your arms drag across the ground. With you slept the day. And they found a machine got you. And they found kiss away each night on my side. In this room, chalk and scattered crayons on empty desks. 4 weeks finding clumps of unwashed hair caught between the vents. Oh, and they found from the
to the cemetery ever so gently. Please don't let that axe crook towards the ground.